This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses Kosi Province Assembly, claims to have centered government efforts on strengthening Federal Democratic Republic. Lawmakers draw government's attention to anti-constitutional activities taking place lately, call for government to ensure effective and result-oriented performance. Consumer Code coming into operation on the 15th of March. And Ukrainian and U.S. officials holding talks in Saudi Arabia to end war with Russia. Ukraine says talks with U.S. very constructive. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has claimed to have centered the government's efforts for strengthening Federal Democratic Republic. In his address to the Kosi Province Assembly today, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for further strengthening existing governance system in alignment with the Constitution. The Prime Minister urged the three-tier governments to cooperate for the country's development. He also sought the role of all from their respective quarters to promote the country's identity as the nation with the glorious history, sovereignty and democracy in the international world forums. The lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to various activities taking place against the Constitution. Speaking in emergency hour of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, they voiced that monarchy could not be an alternative to democracy. Demanding a special time in the House meeting, chairperson of the CPN, Mao Center Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, mentioned that no one has privilege to go against the system gained from people's sacrifices. He also warned that a movement would determine its course if unconstitutional and undemocratic ways are adopted without following the basic principles of democracy. Sir Dahal also urged the pro-monarchists to find their place in democracy, saying that monarchy could not be an alternative to republic. The main opposition party chair also accused the power-sharing parties of failing to maintain good governance, which has been posing challenges to democracy. Similarly, MP Mahesh Kumar Bartola said that the activities against the Constitution are taking place in the society at the direction of the former king in recent period. He blamed that the former king himself has provoked for these activities, saying that monarchy could not be the alternative to democracy. Likewise, MP Arjun Narsingh KC drew the government's attention through the parliament to take initiative to hold dialogue again and forge consensus with the Nepal Teachers Federation, as the federation is in a plan to stage agitation again. He further said that the national identity card should not be made mandatory to get social security allowance, as senior citizens, disabled persons, have been facing problems due to this. The lawmakers also called for the government to ensure its effective and result-oriented performance. A total of 8,150 students graduated from Purvanchal University in its 13th convocation ceremony held in Biratnagar. Prime Minister and Chancellor of the University, K.P. Sharma Oli, presented certificates to graduates of various levels and faculties. President Ramchandra Podol has stressed the need of strengthening the federalism, good governance and the rule of law. The head of the state made the remark at a program organized at the office of the president today for handing over the Pokhara Declaration of the Inter-Parliamentary Forum. President Podol said that the parliament should play an effective role to make the government responsible and accountable to the people. The Consumer Code is coming into operation from the 15th of March. Tabling the notice on the formation of the Consumer Code at the House of Representatives meeting today, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, informed the House to that end. The government had set up consumer codes with jurisdiction to take action, and dispose of consumer-related cases in Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts. Similarly, Communication Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung presented a proposal to send the Mass Communication Council Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat to the concerned committees for close-wise discussion. Today's House meeting also unanimously approved the proposal to endorse the Montreal Protocol Kigali Amendment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Play Store वा App Store बाट सजिले नेपाल टेलिकम को App डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ.
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. European Union's ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, today paid a court secular minister for energy, water resources and irrigation, Deepak Khatka. During the meeting held at the Simhadarbar-based minister's office, matters relating to EU assistance to Nepal in energy, water resources and irrigation sector were discussed. The EU has remained a reliable development partner of Nepal since the establishment of Nepal-EU diplomatic ties in 1974. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukrainian and U.S. officials are holding crucial talks in Saudi Arabia focused on ending the war with Russia and a potential minerals deal. The BBC reporting that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's top aide Andriy Yermak described talks with the U.S. on resolving the war in Ukraine as very constructive so far. Ahead of the meeting in Jeddah, Zelensky's aide emphasized that Ukrainians desire peace more than anyone. Similarly, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio stated that the talks would be productive as he headed into the meeting. For Kiev, these talks are seen more as an operation Pazov, an effort to mend ties with Donald Trump and the White House following the highly publicized dispute in the Oval Office a couple of weeks ago. The separatist fighters say they have attacked and seized a train in Pakistan's southwestern province of Balochistan, taking hundreds of people hostage. Al Jazeera cited railway sources as confirming more than 400 passengers were aboard the 9 coaches of the Zafar Express when it was attacked on Tuesday while traveling from the provincial capital of Quetta to the northern city of Peshawar. Provincial spokesperson Sahid Rind stated that an emergency had been declared at a major hospital in Sibi City, located 160 kilometers south of Quetta. The Balochistan Liberation Army separatist group claimed responsibility for the attack, issuing a statement that 6 military personnel had been killed. The group added that the security personnel were among those taken hostage and warned of retaliation if security forces launched an operation. There was no immediate comment from Pakistan's military. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy, with a chance of light rainfall, along with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly region of the country. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy, with a possibility of light snowfall at a few places in the mountainous region of the country. And the Thar region of the country will witness partly cloudy to mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli addresses Kosi Province Assembly, claims to have centered government efforts on strengthening Federal Democratic Republic. Lawmakers draw government's attention to anti-constitutional activities taking place lately, call for government to ensure effective and result-oriented performance. Consumer Code coming into operation on the 15th of March, and Ukrainian and U.S. officials holding talks in Saudi Arabia to end war with Russia. Ukraine says talks with U.S. very constructive. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.